sugya yesterday and last week as well. Sadi Gimel, going over to Sadi Dalet, okay? It's involved, sugya. Can't repeat the whole thing now, but a few highlights. We had four Amoraim, not less than four, all of whom were apparently schlubbed up by the Hebraisa. The Gemara somehow rehabilitates two of them and leaves the other two out. We had discussed yesterday, not necessarily the case, that Ula can be rehabilitated, if you will, in a partial manner. I'm not going to repeat yesterday's shiur. But the question becomes, how long has to wait according to we talk about the Zextel, is it really true or not? So I have to read to you what I asked you to see in the Numar Makom, I don't know if you've seen them yet. The Mogan Avram, in Siman Reish Sam of Zion. Here's a fascinating discussion about how people daven early on Friday night and not the rest of the week. He wants to say a beautiful explanation, fascinating explanation. Tfilas Arbis to Mitzvah Kenega de Varu Pidorim, right? This Akram Balayla. Uveshabbos also Lidman. La'olas Chol Veshabbos. Unbelievable. He wants to suggest a Chiddush Nifla, that maybe Friday is not just different because it's a Kabbalah Shabbos, which we said until now, but different Var. Since Ma'ariv is connected to Ramah Pidarim, so there's a greater reason to be Maker on Friday, because you can't do the Ramah Pidarim Friday night, because it's not allowed. So therefore, Ma'ariv should be earlier. That would be a Chiddush Nifla, should only daven Ma'ariv early on Friday night. Shouldn't be allowed to daven Ma'ariv at night. That's a little bit much. He's just going to be throwing in an extra svara, but doesn't he mean it full blast? Then he quotes the Mordechai in Siman Peites, where it says in Brachas, if you have a Mordechai, please look it up. Hashalo yitmer yukos alo kamar alo kamar. Ha'asamchen lef amin manu mispalim tfilas v'mincha ha'aplag ha'mincha, to Rabbanan. Ulef amin manu mispalim tfilas armas ha'aplag ha'mincha Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'aplag ha'mincha ve'elech la'aluhu. V'yesh mahadizin, some don't like it, the Rosh didn't like it. The Rosh and the Mordechai are contemporaries. They were both Tanin of the Maram and Wittenberg. So the nearer to Shtei Sashi, Shtei Chumi, or Kuli, the Sashi Agadi, some don't like it. Because some Rav Yor, some people are the Rav, the Tzolei Shal Shabbos, Rav Shabbos, Rav Yom and Abshar. All week long they should not do it early. But, oh, hi. See, I'm somehow on a funny screen with you. But on Friday, get down earlier, we rely on that Kula of the Mordechai, even though the Russians against it. That's the next point that's brought up here in the Mogan Avraham. I'll read it to you a little bit more. You know, Pasta at the Mordechai. Erev Shabbos is Mechalav, it's a Tanakh of Rabbi Yosef. There's another Mordechai in Moed Kod, who says, V'yom Echad in Lassus, Shnei Kudus Yasker Adon. Oh no, let's forget about it. And he said, Shad exactly in his contemporary, the Rosh. As we shall see, it would never amount to that, contrary to what others said. And therefore, that same day of Shabbos, you must have a mincha before plug a mincha. You must. All this is according to those of the Spala Arvis Balayla. That's what we normally do. Fine. The Olda Shabbos says the Rabbanan agree on Erev Shabbos. And the Olda Shabbos was an early Achrim before the Mogan Avraham. And he's a whipping boy. He attacks him at every end. Olda Tomid, Olda Shabbos, he's not happy with him. But look, Ian Bigamar. Hey man, look, Ian the Gemara. He accused him of having looked in the Gemara. That's really an accusation. What mean look Ian the Gemara? He doesn't tell me. You have told the Gemara. The Lushi Svar, the Bible explains, is the body this and that shas. They try to prove a lot to Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Tzali, Shmami to the Rabbanan, and then kill him in Friday night and anything else. All we say is that if the Abba Gemara of it, we rely on Erev Shabbos book, but not the Rabbanan themselves, no distinction. Oh, that's Shabbat, he didn't look in the Gemara. Wow. Pretty powerful accusation. Whatever. There must be an answer, but we're not going to go there right now. I want to get to my main point in a few minutes. Gaba Shikasa, the Pligri, Rabbi Yudhav, Rabbanah, the Pukh, the Chumas, the Desh, the Lehush, Kibosh, the Safis, and the Reish, the Amikimim, Lo Dok Klau. It's a Machlokas, Yudhav, Rabbanah, it's a Machlokas, Chumas, the Desh, and the Lehush. What's that Machlokas? How you count the hours of the day? We know that, we spent a lot of time on that. Chumas Hadesh counts from Halos until Tzeis, and the Levush counts from what we call the Grub, from Nates until Shkia. And he said, that's a Machlokas Yudhav Rabbanan. What? What? He says, Lo dok klal, the Rabbanan lo iskiru klal plag mincha, ein shum remez udvarav. Boom. Boom. He says, he's wrong. We made him out of nowhere. Okay, fine. Doesn't like it. It's a long machzis hashekel. Not going to go into it right now, but people look up at Yochai Meitz. Vital. I want to get to the main point I'm trying to bring out. Gam ba'shekosu da'lavush ha'miplag ha'mincha shtei shos u'macht z'kom tesek v'chavim. The kom da'lavush ha'mincha is 2.5 hours for tesek v'chavim. Load up. Again, means he's not exactly right. Why the mechashon ayob v'netzacham ha'rashkir, which is exactly what the levush holds, right? That we call the vondagom. Have a mil, this is unbelievable now, have a mil, shnei chum sheishor. 24 minutes. Gevalt. Gevalt. Where'd that come from? So the Dagon Meravav explains. I chashvina me'alos ha'shachar me'etzachamo, kemishki esachamo tesgachamo. Kolechot chamesh mil, will end up with, well, that's true. 24 times 5 is 90. That's the famous after. That is true. Vim Kane have a shtei shos u'shalosh uvi'is shor v'chelek asiri. Whoa. What does that mean? If you have Mashkir and Tzitzgachon with Dalamil, u'dvorim sasri ha'adodim, it says the Mogan Aram said he quoted this, contradicting himself within one sentence. Avachesh and Amit with your emes, the Mashkir and Tzitzgachon with Dalamil, this is the plug of Mincha, it says, Gachavim, Shtei Shos, Ushlish, Ushalosh, Rivi, Yishav, Bidikta Gavim. What does it mean? 2.75 hours, precisely. He had 2.75 hours and 6 minutes. I take a calculator for this one. I'm not going to spend the whole time on it right now, but you should figure out, it's worthwhile taking a pen and figuring out where these calculations are coming from. In any event, the Dovah Meravah is saying it's really only 4 mil and not 5 mil. And therefore, he's off by 6 minutes. I think it's much more than 6 minutes. But if you take a look at that's the Dovah Meravah. The Yad Ephraim also talks about it at some length. Low duck. And he said, I'll give you what he has to say. From Shkiat, it says it's 4 mil, which is what's 4 mil? 4 mil is, he calls 4 mil 8/5. Why? The Shah of the Gimel Chumshin. One and 3/5 of an hour. What does that mean? Shah of Achza, 90 minutes. The Chelek Asiris from that Shah, which is 6 minutes. 96 minutes. That makes perfect sense. 24 times 4 is 96. With me so far? So what they're both saying is over here, that there's no such sheep, the after doesn't exist, the zekhtar doesn't exist. Because at the end of the day, we don't paskin, it's 24 times 5. At most you can paskin, it's 24 times 4. And I'm cutting short all the unbelievable cheshbonos over here. That's what they're saying. And therefore, I don't hold from the zekhtar. I love briskets, and I hold the after I hold from. And you want to add 6 minutes to the after. You know, obviously, proportionally, that I can be masking to. I can be masking to add 6 minutes, right? It's interesting. They say, again, seems to me that the Magen Avraham may hold from 96 minutes, 24 times 4. But they want to say perhaps idea of the Zextel, and I thought that's not necessary. I told you, the Rambam says that at the beginning Ula held that way, Ula was shlugged up. If the Rambam passes like Ula, if not shlugged up, there must be different paces. I said to you yesterday, Rav Chanina said, and the Brice is the Farish from Shkiyas Achamad Tezuk Achavim, is 1/10, not 1/6. That's the one thing that was shlugged up, because the Brice is the Farish. But it's 1/10 and not 1/6. So therefore, I hold the Zextel as a Mefush, loved by an Ophana Bryson. I don't hold for the Zextel, the Chilin. I, they say, Chameshus Milin. We saw that in a few, to go on to the cross of Gersal, and King Cross out in so many places. So you have to follow them two ways to get there. The Marsha said he saw in a flat land you can go 5 mil from Alos until Netz. And they hold that's Kaveh. It's 5 mil. Okay, 5 mil. But everything changes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's 4 mil, and each mil and 32 in between gives you 22.5, and that's where you get to 90. 4 times 22.5. But Bechadina, the flat land is Kaveh. You work 5 mil, Alos until Netz. Okay? And 5 times 18 is also 90. So according to the two Amaroyim, we get to 90 from two different directions. So therefore, I'm a fan of the Achol. I am a fan of that. And we'll see later why, other reasons why I'm a fan of that. Because, but for those who do it, those who want to keep, those who follow the Vilna Gaon, other to Kaczynski, nothing to talk about Achol, Sextal, Tzentel, nothing. Okay, it's interesting, we mentioned that the Oros Chaim would arrive in the roof of my Kotla Chafalaf, according to the Vilna Gaon of the Gaon, what he called the Gaonim, the meal is 18 minutes, you count it from 40 from Feresh, 40 from, and 40 ends at Shmir, the Feresh. That's his right, it's a very good right. Nonetheless, it seems to me, the one has a right to be Machmir, 5 mil, to the Losa Shachar and Netzach Hama, each mil being 18 minutes. Right, so you want to be Machmir on a fast day. I told you 3:46 and then last Thursday for Shabbos of the Thomas. That was the central, which is 16 degrees extrapolated. If you want to be a Machmir, not for disaster, forget disaster, but the Achol, 19.8 degrees meet the horizon. Most calendars don't even have it. I still have an ancient calendar which has 19.8 the whole year long. I think it's from the, from a long time ago, one of those old calendars. But that would be a chomer according to some authorities. The Rambam writes, and this is true, as I answer to see it, Shir says, Gacharim is kamo shlish shah after Shir, about a third of an hour after Shir. Get an impression once again that the mill is 24, right? 24, so 3/4 of the mill will be 18, which is about a third, right? About a third. Okay? You can understand that. Of course, we had a kasha according to the Rambam, we thought you count 18. But the Rambam, the Feirish in Pirush Mishnah is in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The Alos HaShachar is 72 minutes before, right? Chamish Shah, which is 72 minutes. So how can he say that the Ben Hashmashes for Truma? That's how our Pesachta began. The Chnos of Lechad of Trumasam is close to a third of an hour. Doesn't make sense. It should be 13.5 minutes. So two answers. One answer is he holds it with second terrace and Tosis and Shabbos, Lam and Hayim and Beis we spoke about. That this Matzah Gachavim is not a minute or half a minute as the Rush would have it. Shir Malach Nunama after Rabbi Yehuda laughs. So that's later. How late? Look at the sky and see. The Rabbi lived in Egypt. He looked at the sky and he saw three stars about 20 minutes after sunset, which is exactly what they hold in Yerushalayim. Shmuel Salant. 20 minutes. All shoes in Yerushalayim have a marav 20 minutes after Shkia. You correct? Have you ever been in Yerushalayim? No? Never been there? All the shoes have a 20 minutes after the Shkia. That's the minute. Shmuel Salant. That's the Rabbi. Shlishah. He saw three stars. That 20 minutes. I have to Kaczynski once a few more minutes. We'll get to that a little bit later. Fine. But I have another point. That's a simple shot, Rambam. I have an amazing point. I thought I was the only one in the world that ever thought of this. And I found years later somebody printed it. I forgot who. But I thought this on my own. And that's as follows. By Yitzhu Shaini, we said before the Kashkan's Ula was answered. Okay? And there's 30 mil in the day. Right? I told you, we lost the truth to the Ula. We thought truth to the Ula was resolved. Only Rava was shrugged up and answered enough for the Brisa. The Ula could be worked with different paces, right? With different, by you two shiny different paces, Ula could be rehabilitated. Okay, fine? So there's 30 mil in the day, and the mil is 24 minutes. Fine. Great. Unbelievable. Only one difference. One difference. The 1 in 10 has to be 1 in 10. But we said 1 in 10. We said it's 4 out of 40. Right? That's what we said until now. It's 4 out of 40. The question is, are the 4 inclusive or exclusive? Right? The 4 on the outside, if the Vilna Gaon's Pshat and the Gemara's Maskana. So it's 4, 40, and 4.
So that means 18 minutes. Another 40 is inclusive. So it's 4, 32, and 4. Leaves with the 40. So it's a 22 and a half minute meal. I had to follow a wild idea. According to the Rambam learns, possibly, it's 1 in 10. You know what? 3 out of 30. Not 4 out of 40. 3 out of 30. Unbelievable, no? It's also 1 in 10. So if it's 3, so the Rambam says it's 72 minutes, not 4 times 18, but 3 times 24. How's that for an idea? 3 times 24 out of the 30. Amazing. Amazing. 72 minutes exactly. That's what's going to come up. 3, right? And if that's the case, look at the Gemara one more time. One more time in the Gemara. What the Brisa say? Take a look. What the Brisa say? Meisvei, this is shloves everybody up, right? What's it? Rabbi Omer, Ovel Shirakia Echad Me'asara Be'yom. Right? That's the entire Brisa. That's it. Later on, it says, Teina Kama Malachodam Benini Be'yom Eser Pasos V'asa Shachad Esachama Abamilin. Now Abamilin, that's not part of the Brisa. That's just someone else speaking to explain the Brisa. Not part of the Brisa. Look, remember we had before, Me'alos HaShachat 5 is not part of Yochanan either, right? What did Yochanan say? Kamachal Me'asara Parsos, Oshan said, Asara Parsos. That's all he said. And then the next part, Me'alos HaShachat, Moses said, Tov. That was a mistake. Someone else added on to Rabbi Yochanan's memory. So too could be. They added on to the original Brisa. That's what I'm suggesting. 3 out of 30. Unbelievable. This is the case. The 1 does that we have, the 1 in 10, does not include the 1. Against Rashi. According to the Gra, 1 in 10 is 4 out of 40. 40 in between. According to the Rambam, it's 3 out of 30 with 30 in between. 24 times 30 is 720. And 3 times 24 is 72. Comes out to the central, but not that way, but another way. Ad kan the mathematics of the sugya. If you want any free time to look up the Reish Sabbath Zion and the Yad Ephraim with the Dovah Merivava, feel free. The Machzah Shekel. I can't go into that much arithmetic. We finish with the arithmetic on both sides and put away your calculators for the moment. Now we're going to come down from the stratosphere of calculations and get to Halacha Lamaisa, Lamaisa, Lamaisa. This we have a Gemara Brachos, Rabbi Osai. We're learning Brachos, back to Gemara Brachos. But anyway, talk up for a minute. Back to Brachos. Take a look, and here we're going to get to our level of, yes?
I forgot to remind everybody in the Shir.
I don't hear you.
I forgot to remind everybody in the Shir to talk about the Mahalath Milin between Modin and Yerushalayim.
The Zman what?
The Mahalath Milin between Modin and Yerushalayim from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. DJ looked up the number of milim between Google Maps between Modin and Yerushalayim. I think it was 34 kilometers, which is 20 miles, right? As we said, it was a little bit 20 and a half miles. We figured out that if you walk between 3 and 4, depends how fast you walk. If it's exactly with our way, they walk very slowly in Google Maps. It takes them 7 hours, something like that. We can walk in 6 hours. Guys, depends how fast you walk. Some people walk. The little mile in 15 minutes, and the little mile, I'm talking about running. A mile takes you 15 minutes, you walk quickly. 20 minutes, you walk slowly. In between, it comes out exactly the same. Thank you for reminding me. But also, look in the fourth parak, we have to see the mission of the Chazal. I know we're supposed to go to the first parak, but you can't, they connect, they're joined at the hip, because it is a mile mission. So the fourth parak begins, we alluded to it a long time ago, that Beis HaMenachem from the Tosfos, Tfilas HaShachar, Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Dal Chos, Tfilas HaMincha, Ad Erev, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plag HaMincha, Tfilas HaErev, Ein HaKeva, fine, Ad Kan. So when can you start Tfilas HaShachar? It only tells you when to end. It never tells you when you start. It says, Halo Dabar, never says a word when you start. Take a look, Rabbosai, in the Rosh, Perek Dalet, Siman Aleph. It's very, very, very tricky. Very Dalet Siman Aleph. Tells you what the Mishnah left out. When does it begin? When does it begin? Tchilas Zman, the third line. He wrote, Mishnah Ola Brak HaShachar Veheir pnei ha-mizruch. Midi dihavi ha-tomen ha-shachar. Reish per and beis di-yuma. You want to look up Yuma? What does it say? He said, you know, when he says, when you see the hair, the tomen ha-shachar, ach agav di-ike mitzvos ha-mnei sachama, kiduf sidi ruchem shemesh, v'kol makom, v'mispala b'zu ha-shoa yotzeh. Patana lochosh tefarsha, he didn't bother mentioning it. The Mils of the Pshiti came in the Zman HaMerucha Shala, who was Zman HaTomid, who are then the Chosman HaMukdom. It begins with Tamid and ends with Tamid. When does Tamid end? The Machlok is reading the Chachamim. And Yudah says it ends at Plag and Mincha. Chachamim says it ends at Adha Erev. So it's obvious that it begins at the beginning of the Zman. Now what exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So the Magen Avraham speaks about it. I guess you can see this inside. Magen Avraham is Simen Pei Tes Sidkot and Gimel. Hilchos Tefillin. We get to a very tricky thing which we're not familiar with, really. Perek Tes Sidkot and Gimel. The Mechaber says, Neitzach HaMazadil, in his Pala Mishaola Amun HaShachar, Veheir Pnei HaMizruch Yotzah. What's this Heir Pnei HaMizruch? Where did that come from? Heir Pnei HaMizruch. What in the world does that mean? What do the words mean? What's Heir Pnei HaMizruch mean? It says over here, the Vilna Gaon quotes, it says, Yuma, Chav Chesem Ben Aleph, it's also in Tumid, Perigil Mishtabes, Tzuru, what does it mean? The Heir, Mechule, and he quotes the Rosh, look at Magen Avraham. It says over there, that they would say, see, if it's Heir Pnei HaMizruch, Ad Chevron, the famous Gemara, that the schus of the others. Fine. But what does that mean in the Maisa? We've been calculated Amud HaShachar 72 minutes before, 72 minutes based on angles, or 90 minutes before, 90 based on angles. Right? That's what we said until now. A new Zman? There were enough tzars with the old Zman. A new Zman. Says the Magen Avraham. Heir Pnei HaMizruch Yotzah. Kain Kosev Rebbe Yeruchim. Shaposkin Kosev Stam. And it's spelled Mishalom and Hashachar Yotzah. Olam and Hashachar. What are you adding new restrictions about that? Olam and Hashachar Yotzah. Beferish. He quotes on the Rebbe Kivege. Yishalmi in the beginning of Brachos. Sheher Ayom. Rak Tzas. Afa Pi Shendiru Harbik Achovim Yom. Yomu. Yeah, they can still be see some stars. It's still considered to be the daytime. And before Shri Yishalmi. That's quoted by Rabbi Kivega over here. Chay Nirali, Magen Avraham says that the Ashar Poskim are correct. Tomidin Balias Hashachar, Kosher Lakravas Tamin, the Chashin and Dilma Asu Liminti, Yetz Gemara says in Yuma, the Chay Minahay of Nebbiz, the Kinesa Briuma Parag, Paragil Chav Chesem and Aleph, and so to Sol Peg Bez and Megillah Dav Chav, Mishnah the Chul Shalom and Hashachar Yotzah. Finished. That's it. Finished. This man is a Malos HaShachar. You don't need a Heir Pnei HaMizruch. Don't need it. You don't need it. So right to Magen Avraham. You don't need it. For Lo Domi, when I wrote in Reishna and Gimel, the Mishum Dilma Osa the Mitti, Afilu with the Ebel Yosa, that's by Mincha Gadol. Get away next year for now. That's also the Dilma the Mitti, what can I do? No, he says, Hosam HaVitos HaMotsu, the Yevshul HaChavim Kokach HaShos, who is a great Pekam of the Pesachim. You know, the sun is to the right, the sun is to the left, east to the west, it's not so easy to calculate. Avalos HaShachar let the limiti, she'ola mo'ol avona, k'disa perosh, yuma mesh perik, man gimel, you can figure out exactly what it's going to be. That's what he says. So the Magen Avraham is clear as day, no pun intended. As soon as the day starts, Avalos HaShachar, it's good. Heir Pnei HaMizruch is not required. Either waited a little bit longer for the carbon tubing, or made a mistake. But we know what Alos HaShach is, and we're not going to be worried about it. So I see Magen Avraham. Fine. That's what it says. Good. The Lashon of the Gemara is Heir Pnei Kol HaMizruch. Except for you. Kol HaMizruch, the holiest. Primogonim over there says, even according to the Rosh, you're not Yotze before Heir Pnei HaMizruch. And why is he quoting from Rabbeinu Yeruchim his Talmud? The Rosh himself said it. We just read the Rosh. He also says, Akasha, how can it be? It just says it before Shem Mechaber and Sif Ches.
B'shas Hatzchak, B'shal Amod HaShach HaYotza. This is called Tzivches. The Yom B'shas Hatzchak. Here's the answer of Osa. The Rosh makes it comparable to Korban Tumah. That's the case, Shachas HaYotza Yotze B'shas Hatzchak. If you look at the Torah says so, the Torah is obviously the loyal exponent of what his father said. And you look at the Kitzur Piskei HaRosh, which is of course written by the Torah, his son. Take a look at the very beginning, Perek Dalet Aleph. Zman Shilas HaShachar, Me'amud HaShachar HaMashos. What happened to him from Israel? He left it out. But he's supposed to dictate what his father said. He left it out completely. You take a look at the Madani Yontif here. I guess you can see Madani Yontif, Sivkot and Gimel. I feel me Baraka HaShachar. Baraka HaShachar is Amud HaShachar, the first thing. Udukatani Lemu'ucha, Shilamuklam Asim, etc. Wadin. Etc., etc., etc. So it doesn't mean you're only Yotze from Heir Plechol HaMizrach. Yotze from Alos HaShachar, even according to the opinion of the Rosh, it's as a Shas HaFak. Rabbi Yeruchim says, no, he's the Beferish, the Allah Brak HaShachar, the Heir Plechol HaMizrach, Yotze. That's his Rebbe didn't say, he's the Talmud of the Rosh. The Rebbe didn't say that. The Rebbe said, what? Chil Hasmana, Allah Brak HaShachar, for Heir Pleya Mizrach, that means a Chatchila. You should make a mistake if you have a Yuma. But the Rabbi Yeruchim said, after Heir Mizrach is Yotze, implying otherwise, you are not Yotze. Wow. Narabal says, this all, we only have 3 minutes. Open your beer, Allah. I know everything takes longer than we expect. I always just want to cover more than I do. It's just a little convenient. Open to the beer, Allah, and Simon and Ches, please. Very, very important. Very important. Very critical. All the hours of the day we talk about hangs on this. You thought we were finished the sugar? Almost. Not quite. Nun Ches. No. Pei Tes. I'm sorry, what is it? Pei Tes. Here we go. Jinisbal Mishon Hashacha Yotze. Sok Tabir Aloha. Amun HaShachar Utnikum HaShem Maskel HaOr LaHisnotes B'Kaas HaMizrach Kodem HaNeitz HaCham HaKishir Shavach HaMashah Rambam! Oh, that's what we started this year. Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos Perek Aleph. Are you still following me? V'lo kamo shatohen eza noshim Shamun HaShachar Kuchva Tzafra, the morning star Kuzman Harbe Kodem Chidisa V'Yushan Pekar the Brachos Ayelas HaShachar. That's way before 72 minutes before sunrise. Umash mit dem Yom Bechabe, der Kode des Sheher am Mizruch, af she'ola bon ha-shach, lo yotz af bidi yedet. Vechei mashma mit dem Yom Yeruchim, that's true. The Bechabe, what did Bechabe say? Zman mitzvosa etzachama, v'mispal mishol bon ha-shach, v'heir pei ha-mizruch, yotz. Sounds awfully like the Rabbi Yeruch, but it can't be because of Tzif Ches, he said, that he can be yotz yom alos ha-shach, but didn't mention heir pei ha-mizruch. So, Rabbi Yeruchim is clear. You're not Yotze before Heir Pnei HaMizrach. The Magen Avraham says, and the Mechaber Sifcheh says, you are Yotze. The Mechaber in Sif Aleph is unclear. You have to explain it based on Sifcheh. But the words, it's true, are a little bit misleading. It seems like you say, because the Rosh never phrased it the same as the Mechaber phrased it. You remember that. The Rosh of the Mechaber is more like Rabbi Yeruchim. In his father, Shlomo of Shachar, the hair player, this is Yotza, but earlier not Yotza, but the Rosh never said that, as I told you earlier. Watch this. The Das of Rav Ram, Tri Chodesh, Mishom of Shachar, Yotza, but the end of the Yomu. Primogodim, the Fachbek was there. After Betzem, I did Mashu, this really, because the Reim, the Minator, Yom of Kodam, Shere player, Israel, the whole Dover, came Shlomo of Shachar. Then there is a Shasat Chachmat, the Chachmat, the Tegel, Mishom of Shachar, as it says in Sifches, Akoponim, Shlomo Shasat Chachmat, this is very strange. We have a cloud, Shas Hadchakas to the Evid. So that means I can do a Shas Hadchak and Yotze to the Evid otherwise. How can you say the Yotze Shas Hadchak and Mosa Shachar, but you're not Yotze, but the Evid is not a Shas Hadchak? That's against the rules we have. There's more to seven, and now it's 10:30 right now. This time goes by so fast. Okay, but we're going slowly. We're going to progress slowly but surely in finishing up the halacha l'maisa of this morning. And after we do that, we'll get to the next sugya. But there's no rush. Like I tell you, there's no rush. Be patient. We landed from the moon. We're now down on earth.
It's because Allah from the Ma'ariv wants to do. So take us a few more days to get to walk on earth. Tell me we're on the moon. Okay. But the virus was that is the virus.
Of course,
you have to get the double. You have to use it. You have time.